Killjoy Extermination.
Welcome to a special edition of Three Broke Gamers.
Three Broke Gamers.
Three Broke Gamers.
Pizza, pizza.
Al just did that because he wanted to join in.
Yeah,
he didn't
want to
be left out.
So we'd be a whole.
Next Frontier Entertainment.
But this is a special edition because...
we have pizza.
Well, that too.
It's Wednesday.
It will be when this is released.
Yeah, it will be.
So
when you guys hear this, we won't be...
I'm not going to be
contactable.
Social. I'm going to be antisocial. You will not be able to reach me on my phone or any cellular device.
Fuck you guys.
Ha ha.
I'm not going to be...
No, no, you can reach me. You can't reach us. They can't reach us.
No, you...
we can reach each other. Speaking of which, I mean by others.
I'm not going to be able to play until Sunday.
Our list. Oh,
yeah, our list. And we will read those off.
Yeah, that's right.
That way, if you're listening to this, you will know if you are eligible or not for something that has already happened. Ooh, blunder.
That's embarrassing.
I bet it is.
So guess what? I'm since this is a Halo edition of
this is a special Halo edition of Three Bro Gamers.
Because we have pizza.
It's the launch tomorrow night at midnight, which would be Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that's good English.
One day is 5 hours 42 minutes.
Good like I speakish English.
Yeah, it's 01 days, 05 hour.
No, it's HRS. It's hers.
Hers. Hers.
In 42 in .42 min.
It's not really that special. Well, I mean, it is a special edition, but it's not like special as in it's an added episode. It's just a
also
episode.
It's also it's more than it's like it's.
We're basically this
episode 7, but it's kind of dedicated to Halo because of
episode
the release.
Episode 7, Halo Edition, by Three Bro Gamers.
Yeah.
I think we redlined there a little bit.
Just a little.
Pizza?
Ooh, this one's mine.
I can see that very clearly.
Oh, it says Jesse Meyer on it.
You can just hand that to me.
It says JM on it. It
says 3M.
Oh, yeah, I see that now.
Yeah.
Are you just going to hand him a slice or what? Why don't you just give him the whole pizza?
I wish he did.
Eat it. If I gave him the whole pizza, he wouldn't talk at all.
Okay, so, yeah, hey.
So Halo's coming out.
No, just be quiet. Oh, it's my turn to talk. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, just don't eat into the mic, though.
I'll just eat my pizza.
I don't think people really want to hear that. I really hope you take that out.
I'm positive they don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, and I'm making this thing.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
So anyways, yeah, I'm pretty disappointed because I will not be at the release, guys. Unfortunately, I will be out of town. And I won't be able to play until Saturday.
We'll print out a picture and stick it on a scarecrow for you.
I'll have
that
like
way
a,
people will think you're there.
I'll have
that,
like a,
that sounds good. That sounds really good.
We'll say stuff and like mimic your voice and things. And actually, we should record some of your
me and
sayings
Jesse,
and then we'll play them next to your face.
We'll have like great. We'll have like a soundboard.
That'd be great. You're gonna take your soundboard now.
You can call me Ace.
You can call me Ace.
The hardware place.
I have hardware, but not that kind of hardware. I got some software too, but it's not very high tech. I need the new operating system.
I was gonna announce our Halo 4 launch thing, but then I realized that this won't come out till after that.
Yeah, that one.
So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to tell him to come to the Raintree Mall.
But you should. Tune in because we might have a special podcast, maybe featuring a special person. I'm not gonna say how special.
Because
on Wednesday.
No. But a soon podcast.
Next week. Maybe. Yeah, next week Wednesday. That's what I'm talking about.
Possibly, we'll have to get a hold and make sure that everything works out. But
we'll have to Skype him.
We'll see how everything goes.
Or it.
I don't think it
can talk.
Maybe it's a tree from Lord of the Rings.
An ant?
It's a tree from Minecraft.
Ant.
It's very blocky.
ENT. Pixelated. Ant. That's what those tree guys are
entertainment?
Called.
Entertainment?
Ants.
Hey, we have to figure out a mask.
The Hobbit's coming out.
So yeah, that's
December.
You know what we should have, guys?
Sometime.
A mascot.
Yeah, I think you kind of fit that role. No, I mean that in a good way.
But I want a costume, though.
As in
you can buy your own costume.
Then. He's furry, has a large head. And everybody likes to high-five him.
And a small man actually lives inside of him.
We're not going to say how small, but... I just made it funny.
If you haven't heard...
Bird's the word?
No.
Oh, damn.
Disney bought the whole company, actually, of Lucasfilms.
Lucasfilms or LucasArts?
Lucasfilm. Like, Lucas, LDT. Lucas, everything.
Lucas Limited?
Yes.
There you go.
You're dumb.
And they plan on making episodes...
7, 8, 9.
Star Wars. You gotta say Star Wars episodes 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
You gotta clarify. You can't just be like episode 7, 8, 9.
Which should be
episode 7, 8, 9 to what?
What else is there?
Princess Diaries or something?
Yes, because he made Princess Diaries. If he did, I'm sorry.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
What?
Howard the Duck. It's a Lucas film.
I'm just gonna ignore that.
Is that like Harry and the Hendersons?
No. I love that movie.
I know. I don't know if he made that, but
it's about a duck who gets thrown from his duck world where ducks rule like people do into a person world where he's the size of a duck and is a person, but he's a duck person.
Well, that was a terrible story.
It's actually pretty funny because he falls in love with a punk singer who is a chick.
I'm already bored.
So talking about movies, I went and saw...
Wait. He's donating, Lucas... is donating all the money from the sale to education. At least that's what I heard. Or read.
He must be like a bazillionaire.
Well, the transaction or the sale was $4.05 billion.
Yeah, he's a bazillionaire.
Yeah, he's a bazillionaire.
So that's what? $4.05 billion.
Yeah. That's like enough to give every person in America like $1,000, $3,000. I don't know. I actually don't know.
A lot of money.
A lot of money because there's only like 350 million people in America.
Did they tell you how much I'm going to be making this week?
I don't care.
You might not want to disclose that in the podcast.
I'm going to be making money.
Think before you speak.
We're talking about Al here.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good boy.
So I'm drinking balls right now.
That just sounds so wrong.
All right. Go on.
No, what I did is...
No. Go on.
I don't think you can really do that.
Go on about what?
The rest of the story? With the balls?
With the balls?
Yeah.
You gotta finish. Or go on and just ignore it.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, guess what?
I didn't know what go on...
I think it was just a little bit of... Killjoy! I pressed the wrong button. It was actually supposed to be a little bit of this. Overkill.
Balls was?
Yeah.
Balls are over.
That's the name of this root beer.
That's because they're... Untouchable.
No, it's not. I'm touching my balls.
He's touching his balls.
What are the other ones on there?
It's a drink! Extermination.
And that's my Halo soundboard.
It's gonna be an exterminating drink.
Anyways...
I'm super excited for Halo 4. I can't think about anything else except for maybe Assassin's Creed 3
or Borderlands 2. So let's talk about Halo. For me, well, Al has no idea, really. So So what for Al and some of our listeners, explain to them what Halo is.
Halo is an FPS futuristic soldier game.
Made for?
I already knew that.
Made for the Xbox 360, Xbox 360 exclusively.
Halo, Microsoft exclusive. Because they did come out on the PC later.
You're right. It is a Microsoft exclusive game because Microsoft owns the rights to Halo.
So did they still then? So then they just gave it, or...
What?
Does Microsoft still own the rights?
Yeah, it's Microsoft owned.
But then they... Bungie and 343...
Those are the people who make it, so they have the right to make it. It's just like with...
Yeah, okay.
The Star Wars games. Lucas still owns Star Wars, but not anymore.
Okay. Go on. Halo.
What about it?
Give us the storyline.
Master Chief's a badass.
You gotta give me more than that. I already knew he was a badass.
Okay, so he fights the Covenant.
Yep, okay. I knew
that. The Covenant is the alien species who is...
trying to take over the world?
The galaxy, trying to eliminate human species. Because we are, as their gods believe, unfit to exist.
Ah, sounds pretty cool.
Yep. Well, that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
They seem like the baddest, evilest thing in the ever, right?
The aliens?
The Covenant.
Yeah, they are
pretty badass.
They're super evil, right?
Yeah, they are.
Well, there's actually something eviler than that.
The Flood.
It's basically this...
Super virus thing
for zombies. It basically, you get hit by it, you die, and come back as a flood, which is a zombie.
They eat you.
And once they get so much flood biomass, they form this thing called the... What was it called? God damn it, I can't remember now.
I'm just reading the story overview on Wikipedia.
Anyway, so...
Wikipedia's false. They form
this, like, hive mind. There it is. The grave mind. Which is basically takes all the knowledge of all the things that are part of the Flood and uses it to think and act and do whatever it needs to survive and grow. That is what Master Chief then has to fight on the Halos, which is why it's called Halo.
What is the Halo?
The Halo is the super destructive force made to destroy the Flood. Sweet. It was made by the Forerunners to destroy the Flood.
That's what I read.
Awesome. Okay.
Well, you're pretty excited about that.
The Forerunners first encountered the Flood millions of years ago.
Yep.
And
so we're in the super future.
2550. Actually, 2552.
This says 2525. Never mind. 2552.
Maybe someone who actually knows this stuff should talk about it instead of the person who's reading it as he goes. 2525 is the start of the Halo Covenant.
I'm trying to
of
seem the Earth smart.
Covenant War. Yes. 2525.
Yep. I'm just fact checking.
You're fact checking me.
Fact checking.
Al, you seem pretty quiet.
I fat check. You guys fact check.
What's that zipper?
Zippity doo da.
Zippity a.
My. It's gonna be a wonderful day.
Let's just quit that.
All right. So, Master Chief.
So beats what is
the Covenant
in Halo 1?
No.
What is Halo 1?
Halo 1.
Halo Combat Evolved.
Halo Combat Evolved. So he's fighting the Covenant. The Covenant are chasing him and the Pillar of Autumn. They end up crashing on the Halo.
Ooh.
It's called Installation 4. What's the
Pillar of Autumn?
The Pillar of Autumn is the ship that he's on.
Okay.
Commanded by Captain Keyes.
Is that the U.S. or UNSC Infinity?
No. That's a different ship.
Oh.
The UNSC Pillar of Autumn is a different ship from the UNSC Infinity.
Okay, because we were watching Forward Unto Dawn.
I feel like I'm being boring personally.
No, not really.
I don't really want to discuss Halo 4. I just want to have a podcast. I don't want to discuss... I don't like talking about the timeline because it's so boring. Unless you play it. Like, if you play it, it's exciting and it's exhilarating.
Well, don't explain the timeline. Just give up key points. Like, what happens in Halo 1? What happens in Halo 2?
Halo Combat Evolved. You crash into Installation 4, which is the first Halo that you encounter.
And you encounter the Flood there.
So you're fighting the Covenant, and you think that it's built by the Covenant, and that's what it is. But it's not. It's actually built by the Forerunners, who died off many millennia ago, because they killed themselves and the Flood, or so they thought. what they the do. Flood. Shh. The flood then gets released. Accidentally. And so now you're fighting against the flood. And Cortana, who is an artificial intelligence who is helping you, discovers what the flood is. Stops you from triggering the halo because it is the ultimate weapon. It will destroy all life in the galaxy.
Yep.
All sentient life in the galaxy.
Which would be the people?
Which is people and the Covenant.
Anything living.
Basically.
That the flood could live off of to continue flooding.
Yeah. Basic life forms such as earthworms and mosses and things would survive.
Yeah.
More complicated stuff would just get eradicated. So, because you're told by Guilty Spark that if you light the ring, if you start it up, it will kill the flood. Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But what he doesn't tell you is that it will also wipe out all living sentience. He'll be fine because Guilty Spark is actually an AI construct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, he's an AI. He's an artificial intelligence who just floats along, and he's gone crazy.
Okay, so anyways.
Anyway, so Cortana stops you. So then your only other choice is to destroy the Halo, which is where the flood is. So you do that at the end of Halo 1, and you escape back to Earth, which is Halo 2.
Yep, I remember that part.
Halo 2, you're getting your award, the Covenant Strike. They accidentally stumble upon Earth.
Earth, which they've been trying to find, correct?
Yep, but they find it because they found it from Forerunner archives. Because Earth is actually important to the Forerunners.
For?
To find the location of the Ark.
What's the Ark?
The Ark doesn't come to play until Halo 3.
Yeah, so we'll get to that.
So let's jump to Halo 3.
We're
not done with Halo 2 yet.
Okay, what happened in Halo 2?
Halo 2, you go down to Earth because you have to stop the Halo 2 invasion. Or the invasion of the Covenant.
Yep.
So in the process of doing that, you mostly succeed. They trigger a hole.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
That travels to the Ark. Okay?
Don't give it away.
Make him find out himself. Because I want to find out. I need to play all of them.
So do you want me to stop then?
No, keep going because I kind of need a little thing to go on.
Okay,
he wants the overview so he knows
what to
expect. So slip
space is how we travel
spoilers.
Light years
not real
in
big spoilers.
Days instead of years.
Yep.
Okay, so they open a slip space rupture,
so
which
open
is
up
how
a
we
portal.
Both, basically.
Okay, yep.
And so that takes them to the Ark, and we follow.
Yeah.
In the... what is that called? It's not the Spirit of Fire. That's
doesn't matter.
In the place
no,
where the
it actually
is.
Okay, it does matter.
It does matter, but I can't remember. It's the one that Miranda keys. Someone will correct me, I'm sure. But
it matters enough that Jesse doesn't remember.
No, it is important. I just don't remember because Halo 2 is the one I played
the
least.
He knows that it's important, but not important enough to remember.
He played it the least. Anyways, okay, so now... So what happens at the end of Halo 2?
So at the end of Halo 2, you're fighting the Covenant, and you get on a ship that comes back to Earth.
Okay, so you're back to Earth in Halo 3.
In Halo 3, the starting sequence is you landing on Earth.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Not landing, actually, crashing.
Yeah, I remember that now.
You jump out of the ship, and you crash.
Your suit, like, freezes up, like...
Yep, and so then...
So you can survive the impact.
You're fighting through Earth, because they're still invading.
Sorry, I thought it was awesome.
And then... I just get so confused.
He basically did what that Felix guy did from outer space.
Oh, yeah.
But without a parachute.
I have to re-go through it. But anyway, so you go back, and then this time you're actually at the Ark. I don't remember what the last one was. It must have just been an installation.
Okay, so... But so you go back to Earth in Halo 3, and then you fight the Covenant some more.
You fight through the Covenant, and then you go to the Ark.
Is that where ODST takes place?
No, ODST takes place between Halo 2 and Halo 3.
But that doesn't follow Master Chief, and that's not important.
It's not part of this storyline.
So what about Reach?
Reach is before.
So Reach has nothing to do with Master Chief?
No, it is. It does. It has very much important to do with Master Chief.
So where does that come into play?
It's before
Halo
1. It takes place before Halo Combat Evolved.
Okay.
The reason that the Pillar of Autumn shows up at the Halo is because that's where the, quote, random jump sent them. The Cold Protocol dictates that if you have to run away, you have to perform a random slip space jump because they can track you where you're going. So So if they can track you where you're going, you don't want to just go to Earth, or they'll follow you to Earth.
So you do a random one.
So you do a random jump. You do a random jump for 3 to 5 times to try to get away, and then you can return to.
And on one of those random jumps,
it, like I said, quote random, because Cortana did not have a random jump. She had a coordinate set that she wanted to go to, because on Reach they found.
So who is Cortana?
Cortana is the artificial intelligence created from the mind of Dr. Halsey, who is the person in charge of the Spartan 3, Spartan 2, and Spartan 1 program. I say it in reverse order because Spartan 2, actually no, not the Spartan 3, just the Spartan 2 and Spartan 1 program. Spartan 2 is the program that is Master Chief.
Okay.
Spartan 1 program is a failed program.
Yep.
Who is actually Sergeant Major Johnson. Spoiler.
Okay.
He is actually immune to the Flood.
Okay.
So, because of his
genetic altercations,
he's immune to the Flood.
Gotcha.
All right. So,
that's Halo.
Yeah, so, Halo Reach, the Covenant invade Reach, they fight him off, we lose Reach, Reach falls, we run away, they find us at Halo, Installation 4, we fight him, we beat him. We go to the next one. We fight them. We stalemate. We come back to Earth. The Covenant is now breaking up. Civil war. The elites are on our side. Those are the big ugly aliens.
Yep.
The alligators. The brutes are on the loyalist side. So
it's like Star Wars.
Yeah. With nice. Yeah, except cooler. So
I think I get it. I think more will spoil it.
And so Halo 3. At the end of Halo 3, we're leaving the Ark.
Yep.
The Ark is being blown up.
Yep.
No, actually,
that was my favorite part.
It's the new installation 4B being destroyed.
Okay. That's when you're in the Warthog and it's like...
Yep, and it's falling apart around you.
Oh my God.
Yep. So you're driving...
Spoiler.
Into the spaceship. And now, as the spaceship goes to leave through the slip space rupture that they've created... It doesn't last long enough. Cuts the ship in half. That's the end of Halo 3.
So you don't know which side you're on.
No, we know what side we're on. We're at the half that got left behind.
Ooh, Master Chief.
This is a spoiler for anyone who still thinks that Master Chief died at the end.
He didn't.
He did not.
Master Chief can't die.
Correct. But at the end of Halo 3, there was a memorial held for Master Chief.
Because they thought he died.
They think he is dead. But later... Because that half of the spaceship still has that same inertia. So he went into cryosleep. And is just waiting until Cortana needs him to wake up.
I think Cortana's kind of a bitch.
And now starts Halo 4.
She kind of is.
She's awesome, though. She's kind of stuck up and like she almost sounds kind of evil.
She is very human-like for an artificial intelligence.
Yeah, she sounds evil.
She sounds evil, she's not. She's trying to help in every way possible. So that's the Halo storyline in a nutshell. I feel like I just bored everyone to tears.
A little bit. I kind of enjoyed it.
But I think it informed a bunch of people, huh?
Yeah.
Or enough.
Now I can't wait. Now I need to play all the campaigns.
You're not going to be able to.
Why not?
It takes a long time.
That's okay, I got time. Actually, no, not really.
Told you.
Eventually.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's Halo. Hopefully Halo 4 will stick to...
Yeah.
Not stick to, but show us a few more things about Master Chief that we don't know yet.
Yes.
I personally hope that we never see his face.
Who?
Master Chief.
Oh, you don't want to know who it is?
Why?
I never want to see his face, because it will disappoint me. No matter what it is, it will disappoint me.
I bet
me.
You at the very end...
You will never see his face.
I think you will.
I guarantee you will never see John 117.
John 117. We got a live
listener.
We have
one listener. Yay!
Oh, where to go with this now?
I'm not sure. Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah.
Borderlands 2? Those are all big AAA titles.
How about Black Ops 2?
Came out.
Yeah, Black Ops 2.
That's coming out
soon. I'm actually going to get that because I saw some new footage of it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, not like the very original one where, you know, I thought it was kind of dumb. The stuff that they're bringing out now I think is kind of cool. I think the campaign is going to be better than the multiplayer. Myself.
Okay.
Nope. I'm calling BS.
Why do you say that? What backs here?
You know, I can't really say, but that's just
how been into seasoning.
That's just kind of how I feel right now. I think the campaign might be a little better than the multiplayer. Nope. Okay, because all Call of Duties, if you notice, after a while, it all becomes noob tubing.
That's if you're playing hardcore, yeah.
Not just hardcore.
If you play, then play Search and Destroy.
You can still noob tube on that.
And you know, I'm going to buy it simply because I know you guys are going to buy it.
I'm not going to buy it.
You're not going to buy it?
Not probably till next year.
So you're going to wait a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably, actually.
So it'll come out, then you'll wait a month, then you'll get it.
I got it on my Christmas list, so...
Whenever Halo starts to lose its lull...
So, January 2016.
Nope. Why, what happens 2016?
I don't know, but...
They come out with the new Halo.
But Halo Reach is still pretty strong. I'm still going back and playing it.
Yeah, but
you're chewing too loud.
You don't play it on a daily basis anymore.
That's simply because none of my friends do anymore.
I'd play it if you play it.
This is a circle. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, now that we understand that.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I've noticed?
What?
We haven't actually sat and just played video games one night for a long time.
No, it's because you're always gone now. Oh, God.
Oh, that would have been really bad.
How about
next... Cody just about spilt all sorts of balls.
Well, okay, and I can't right now either.
No, it wasn't balls.
I can't right now because I have to...
No, it's Polar Classics root beer.
Hey.
Ah.
I can't play right now because my account is not active right now.
Yeah, that too. That's true. He's too poor.
I am too poor.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
You can always set up as a guest.
And play online?
Yeah.
Through my Xbox?
No, through my account.
Yeah.
Through your account?
Yeah.
On Halo, yeah.
Yeah.
But if, say, we wanted to play Battlefield.
No.
We could play on Allison's.
Yeah.
But
I've seen her online.
I'm playing Battlefield?
Yeah, I've seen her online.
She's never played Battlefield.
So. Well, no, but...
You can still play, though.
But on my disc, though? I'd have to install it on her...
No.
No, because it's still already installed.
Installed is onto the thing.
I suppose.
God, idiot.
I just wouldn't be able to play my character. I'd have to start over.
Lurl.
I lurled you today.
Yeah, you did.
We need to make a shirt for that. Sometime.
We need to do a lot of stuff.
Yep. If only we had more time. If only this could be our actual full-time job, huh?
Right? What you need to do...
Pay us.
$5.
Donate money.
An hour. Actually, a minute.
$5.10.
I'd love to make $5 a minute. How awesome would that be?
Well, technically, we only podcast for like a half hour.
That's true.
So, 5 times 30...
$1,500 bucks. I don't know, $150 bucks?
$150 bucks for each podcast.
That decimal point, that's tricky.
Yeah, that decimal point. That goddamn zero. Fucking zeros. I fucking hate them.
And we dropped the F-bomb again.
Well, when did you want to do it? At the beginning?
It's like a weekly thing. You got to drop the F-bomb somewhere.
You're the one that like keeps track of it.
Well, yeah, that's my job. I'm the clean one now. I'm making myself the clean one.
We put explicit on our podcast for a reason.
I suppose.
It's so everybody knows this shit's for real.
I just don't like getting a phone call every week.
Well, then tell
you. Why do you get a phone call
your
every
mom
week?
Swears more than...
A sailor? Yeah, yeah. I know, but she's going to get a call about that, I'm sure.
I hope you do.
You know what,
I
Mom?
Actually, you know what? Mary, call me.
There you go.
Yes.
Cody.
Hey, my mom's name is Mary. Calls.
Well, yeah, both of you.
My mom doesn't know
you
how
both
to...
have Mary moms.
Yes, they're both Mary.
They're both Mary Marys.
What's your dad's name?
Rodney.
Anybody excited for Cyber Monday?
Such an awesome.
A little bit.
Cyber Monday?
When's that?
I'm kind of excited. I don't know if I'm going to get any.
When's that?
I'm excited.
When's the Monday after the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Maybe I'm going to get a new Xbox.
No, because you know how they have Black Friday?
Yeah.
You know, I hate Black Friday. Well, Cyber Monday is like the Black Friday of the internet.
I
love Cyber Monday because there's like free shipping everywhere.
And then they have deals
where it's like wholesale everything.
Maybe I'll buy a computer.
I need to get a cup.
I'm going to get a TV.
Actually?
You're going to buy a cup on Cyber Monday?
No, no, I need to get a cup right meow because I want to get some Dr. Pepper.
Some DP?
Yeah.
Dr. P?
You got cups over in the kitchen.
Dr. Pepper!
Yeah, in the kitchen.
That's good because that's where I would expect them to be.
Cups in the kitchen?
There might be some clean ones right next to the
sink.
The
real good cups are in the bathroom.
What?
I know that's a lie.
Weird.
This is weird. Now it's just me and Al.
Where's the light switch?
Right next to the...
It's on the wall.
No, right next to the refrigerator.
It is? Oh, it is.
There you go, I see
it becomes
that.
Like second... Now, second...
I had to think a minute where it was
yeah,
at.
Yeah, right?
Can I use this one?
You can use whatever cup you want.
I feel like a god. I'm able to use whatever cups I want. Now I gotta pee because I stood up, goddammit.
He's gotta
go. Thanks for sharing that with our listeners.
You better go potty.
I can hear that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must be opening a pop.
I am.
I got my root beer. So, back to the balls and the polar classics and everything else I've said about root beer. I went out and bought 24 different kinds of root beer. And I've been, like, testing them.
I'll be right back again, guys.
Good Lord. Nobody cares.
I'm sure they don't.
Actually, I'm sure they miss him. I miss him.
I know I'd be missed.
Do you? You're, like, quiet half the time.
That's because Jesse was talking about Halo.
And then you just chime in and you're like...
Hey, guess what
movie I watched recently? You don't edit half the shit anyways.
Guess what movie
I do, too. I do a lot more editing than you ever think.
You left the whole gay part in last time.
Yeah, because I did that on purpose because I knew it would make you mad.
It did make me mad because I was listening to it.
It was so funny.
I was pissed as soon as I heard it. I stopped listening to the podcast. As soon as that whole thing came on, I stopped listening to the podcast.
I'm not gay.
I just want to clear up something right now.
Guess what movie I watched
I'm recently? Really not gay.
Guess what movie I watched recently that's an old movie?
You guys...
Rugrats the movie.
I was going to say Back to the Future, but...
Back to the Future, that's another one I gotta watch.
I was watching Pokemon this morning.
Like what? The new like the, what? The new episodes or the old movie?
Yeah, it was like black and white.
Pokemon?
That's so funny.
Pokemon's in black and white?
Yeah.
Al doesn't understand.
I watched Pokemon.
Black and white?
No. Pokemon.
In black and white?
No, just Pokemon.
Did you watch the black and white?
No.
So, the reason I know you didn't watch Pokemon is because you pronounce it Pokemon, not Pokemon.
Poke-a-mon.
Pokemon, not Pokemon.
Not Poke-e-mon.
Don't enunciate it so
I
much.
Used to just watch it. It's a cartoon.
Just let it flow.
No, it's Pikachu. More than a cartoon to
with
me, buddy.
Pikachu and Ash Ketchum.
It was a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
And they had the cards.
Just
and
like
everything.
Halo.
I never got into the cards much. Mewtwo and Mew and...
My headphones
Bulbasaur
are broken.
And
I love how you
Charizard.
Did Mewtwo second, or Mewtwo first, then Mew.
Because I forgot. Mewtwo was like the big thing. Everybody had to have that card.
Mewtwo was 151.
Ah.
Card number 151.
No. 151.
Oh.
Pokedex index.
Oh.
I just did something redundant there.
Pokedex.
Index.
Index?
Yeah, because Pokedex
did you ever have the Pokeballs?
Yes, I had my Pokeballs.
I don't know, did you?
Yeah, I had two of them.
Oh yeah, huh? Yeah.
No, seriously, I did have two of them though.
I'm sure you did.
And they have the little character in them.
Go on.
And you always wish you could throw them and be like, they pop open.
Go on.
No, let's stop, please.
Okay. All I heard out of there was, blah, 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 I wish I could throw my balls.
All I hear when Al talks is lower IQ for Cody. Lower IQ for Cody.
I thought we were going to have post-it notes of stupid things Al says.
Yeah. What happened to that? Then I realized I don't have enough post-it notes.
Oh,
we're going to buy more.
There aren't enough in the world.
Here we come, Sam's Club.
Yeah, even Sam's Club would run out.
That's okay. That can restock.
That'd be a lot of shirt ideas.
That's okay, they can restock.
why is gravity so constant?
Long, awkward pause.
I didn't get it.
I guess that's a physics joke.
Is that like, where does the white go when the snow melts?
No, that's more like a brain teaser.
That's not even a brain teaser.
Okay, everybody, I got a question for you.
The space in there is void.
Quiet. I got a question for everybody.
Yeah?
If you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, do you see them?
No, you can't travel the speed of light.
If you were traveling at the speed of light.
It's impossible.
I don't think it is.
Yes, it is.
Space stuff can do it.
If you're traveling at the speed of light, why would you need headlights?
Yeah. What the fuck's in front of you?
By the time you see it, you'll be dead anyway.
You guys are just making this harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. There's no necessary reason for headlights on something that travels the speed of light.
I'd love to travel at the speed of light. You need,
like, super floodlights for that.
Yeah.
But would you see them, though?
You need, like, a sun.
There you go. Awesome. You just travel to the sun.
Just let me click on my sun.
A little ball comes out of the top.
Oh, what's wrong with the headlights? Ah, the stupid nuclear fission.
But it'd still be dark. Is it dark in space?
I would assume so. Until you get to the sun.
I mean, you can see the stars.
Let's ask Buzz Aldrin.
Let's ask,
He's not around.
Isn't he still alive?
Is he dead?
No, Neil Armstrong died. Buzz Aldrin's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you ask the guy who makes the world his playground? The guy you were doing the imitation last week?
What?
What?
The robot guy.
That was the funniest part of the whole podcast. Oh,
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, let's ask Stephen Hawking.
You guys want to talk to Stephen Hawking again? Please. You want me to go get him?
Please.
Yeah, let's go get Stephen Hawking.
Hey, Steve, come in here!
What do you want?
What do you think of Halo 4, Steve?
I think it does not follow the laws of physics. It is a fun game to play, but it does not do anything for me physically.
Yeah, we need to get this thing.
Et cetera, et cetera, dot, dot, dot. Or should it be period, period, period?
Probably should be period, period, period.
That sounds like a horrible weekend with my lady.
So you were married?
Only a few times.
And you actually had kids, according to your biography.
Is that on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
I have no comment.
How?
Just because I have Lou Gehrig's disease does not mean that my thing does not work. Or does it?
I'll let you decide.
Is that robotic too?
Do you use a joystick to run that?
Why don't you ask your mothers? Ha ha ha, you did not know that I had such a quick wit.
What?
Such a quick wit. Such a quick wit.
A twit.
Sorry, I have been drinking. My spell check is not what it used to be.
What are you using, an iPod and it autocorrects for you?
Actually, you are correct. Goddamn Steve Jobs. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, God.
I just had a funny question to ask you, but I forgot it.
Me or Steve?
Steve.
I prefer Dr. Hawking.
Come on, we're on a first name basis, Steve.
I do not know you. What is the matter? Do you not have a comeback even for that?
Can no. I call you the Hawk?
The Hawk. The Hawk? Why do you want to call me the Hawk? Isn't that the name of Tony Hawk?
Very good.
You can call me the Hawking, but not the Hawk.
The Hawking. Sounds like a scary movie.
It would be starring.
I am going to go trademark that name title.
The Hawking.
The Hawking.
The Hawking.
When physics go mad.
The universe is my playground.
The universe is my playground.
Bitches will die.
No, but they will go screaming into the night. Afraid.
How does someone scream?
Can you hear a little wheelchair rolling up in the dark?
Hey, you just hear this.
You have no idea the size of rims that I have on this badass. I be bitching, yo. Word to your mothers.
You're so going to hell.
I'm rolling on 22s.
They are actually 19 and a half. Do you not know the standard size of wheelchairs? What is the matter with
so
you?
So if you have an open container and get pulled over and that...
Well, how do you go to the bar?
How would I have an open container when I cannot move my hands or my arms, you smart ass? Do you want to take this outside? I will trample your foot with my wheels. Do not make me put on the accelerometers.
Oh, my throat hurts.
I will drive this thing off a jump to hit you in the balls.
You'll drive this off a crumpet?
I will drive this off a jump to hit you in the balls with my feet.
What do you get for mileage of that thing?
I get about 6 gallons to the light year. Now the question you should ask yourself is gallons of what? The answer would be human feces. Sorry. Stupid autocorrect. I meant blood.
Oh, shit.
Alright.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Bye. Alright,
I will see you guys later.
Yeah. See you, Steve.
Bye, Hawking.
The Hawkening.
The Hawkening.
So what did you guys talk about?
You should have been here.
Did you guys just make fun of a cripple?
Yes. He was
guys
here,
you guys are going to hell. You guys are going to fucking hell. Making fun of a cripple. And did I hear something about Steve Jobs? Making fun of dead people?
That was all Steve.
A cripple making fun of a dead guy. How am I supposed to believe that?
Listen to the podcast.
I can't even talk. My throat hurts.
You should not laugh so much.
That's why you need some balls root beer. Oh, this isn't even balls.
Or DP. DP goes a long way.
Dump power?
I wasn't thinking that, but okay.
That's what I could have used this dump morning. Power? Dump power.
Dumb.
Yeah, okay, so guess what I realized? Dumb.
Broad power?
Guess how much I ate this past week
while
I was on the road.
On the road again.
Like nothing.
You ate like nothing?
On the road again.
Losing weight. Staying great.
I do feel like I've lost a little bit. I had McDonald's Friday night.
That's copyrighted. You can't sing that.
I had, McDonald's Friday night, and that was really the only thing I'd eaten since Wednesday.
I can sing it.
No, you can't.
Says who?
Disney. They just bought Lucas. They can do anything.
They're poor now.
Yeah, poor. Okay.
Walt is poor.
He's dead.
Oh, God.
You fucking shit up, and you always yell at me.
No understando?
Oh, God.
Como esta?
What?
Como esta?
Can I have a piece of pizza?
Of course you may. Answer one question first.
Yes.
Como esta?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, actually.
No. Como esta? El día de elefante.
I do very good. Is that how they talk?
El día de elefante.
I do a very
Los
good.
Los pantalones de
I do a very good.
Oh my God, so I have a story.
I'm saying gibberish in Spanish, and he comes up with a story.
About Mexicans.
This is not going to be racist at all.
We're talking
about Mexicans. Okay, so I went to get my truck washed on Saturday night.
Mexicans. You've seen their heritage is from Mexico.
Yes, that's why I call them Mexicans.
Hispanics.
Okay, he's Hispanic, whatever.
What's the difference?
I was in Worthington. I was in Worthington.
Why? You just appeared out of freaking nowhere.
I was in Worthington.
You gotta warn me when that happens. That scared the bejesus out of me.
I thought you saw her walk in.
Yes, I saw her walk in while I was looking at you.
Hey, so what about these Mexicans?
They were making fun of a cripple.
No, yeah. No, they weren't. But anyways,
honestly,
the Mexicans.
Honestly, the worst podcast
ever. Okay, so probably. The Hispanics. They wash out trailers in Worthington.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was getting my trailer washed out before I had to. Don't do that, Cody. That's just wrong. Oh my God.
Please don't do that 20 times.
I can't. I can't unhinge my jaw.
If only.
She's like an anaconda.
She's in the middle of a pile of men?
She can unlock that's her
how
jaw.
That's how anacondas mate.
What?
He was talking about, you just said if you could only unlock your jaw, and he said if only you were an anaconda. Or she was an anaconda.
Yeah. All snakes, their bottom jaw is two different pieces.
Yeah, I know. By anaconda, I meant like snakes in general. Okay, this just the whole thing went to shit.
I knew what you meant.
And I knew what you meant. That's why I made a reference to another thing that anacondas do. Because that's my kind of humor with Cody.
Well, damn. Anyway, so okay.
Aliens was a good movie.
My story is just not going
anywhere. Actually, you know what's a good movie? Waterworld.
Yes, have you watched it yet?
No.
Why not?
I don't have Xbox Live.
What do you need Xbox Live for?
Because it's
not on Netflix.
Oh, then no. I don't.
What do you need Netflix? I don't know. I haven't checked.
So I'm going to have to watch it one of these days then, huh?
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Can I get it on my phone?
Hey, can we just cut this end right now?
Oh, please.
Okay. End.
Okay, bye.
Like the Prometheus and Bob show. End.